Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the David Vance podcast channel. Thank you for tuning in to this one. Hope you'll enjoy it. We're going to talk about vaccine injuries, something that I know the media, by and large, doesn't want to talk about, most particularly the likes of the BBC, but doesn't mean to say that it's not happening. Doesn't mean to say some people are in a very terrible situation. And in fact, what we're going to do is we're going to listen in to a BBC presenter who herself has been injured by the very vaccines which the BBC relentlessly pushes. Now, this is over on GB News. So let's listen to this BBC presenter, and she's talking to Mark Stein about her, what she's found. So here she goes.
Hold on. These vax attacks just come and there's no warning. I'm beginning to realise that, I've set up a small support group of vax-damaged people, and we're beginning to see a pattern now where these vax attacks, you get a day of fatigue, which you might not notice, and you carry on. And then in my case...
Sorry, suffice to say, I forgot to say, her name is Jules Serkin, S-E-R-K-I-N, Jules Serkin.
The pains start jabbing in the left eye. As you know, I've been having lots of eye problems, eye droop, facial numbness. And we'd got a lovely hotel booked. It was a family bar mitzvah weekend. My husband's Jewish. He's a nice Jewish boy. And we had this amazing weekend booked. And I sat down on the stairs on Friday morning having packed. And he said, you look awful. And I said, I can't come, you know. And it was just a big deal because I'm a bit of a live wire, and I love a party pre AstraZeneca.
And have you actually filled in one of these yellow cards and applied for the government's £120,000 and all that kind of thing, or are you just on the long list of people who haven't heard back from that?
I filled in the yellow card in around April. I had the jab on March the 5th. I've been ill ever since from that night, that very night.
Is this March 2021 or is it March 2021?
Yeah, a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I then...
And you filled in the yellow...
I filled in the yellow card, and then I also filled in the AstraZeneca form as well. And that's really frustrating because you just get these... ridiculous emails back that are on some really old-fashioned format that you can't even read it on your phone. You have to go up to a computer. And also my GP filled in a form to AstraZeneca stating the long, long list of symptoms, the nerve damage and all the awful symptoms that I've had, life-changing. And she sent it last September the 21st, and she's only had an auto reply. She's never had a response.
So there you have it, friends. I wanted to play that a little bit longer than some of the stuff I play, but just to give you an idea of this is a BBC presenter who herself has fallen foul of the jabs. You heard her say, you know, she's got nerve damage. Her life's been changed, life-changing consequences of her decision to take the jabs. Now, given that the BBC in particular pushes the notion that the jabs are, you know, 100% safe, 100% effective, we can see that listening to that lady's very words, that's clearly not the case. And of course, she's not alone. She's not the only person who's got these terrible adverse reactions, life-changing adverse reactions to an experimental gene therapy. And unfortunately, rather than have an open and honest conversation about these things, you know, so we can decide, well, is this reason to stop telling people to take them? Is this reason to stop rolling out boosters? No, none of that. We ignore all of that. It's all swept onto the carpet. Doctors can fill in as many yellow card notifications as possible. The MHRA, which I increasingly view as a kind of criminal cartel, it does nothing about it at all. In fact, it's all about the sanitization of adverse reactions when it comes to these jabs. Now, it may have been different in the past when it came to other jabs, but there's something very particular about the COVID jabs, which means that thou shalt not in any way raise any questions concerning them. If you do that, well, you're just going to be sidelined. You're going to be put down as a troublemaker, and you're going to find that your life becomes very difficult. Whereas if you enthuse for them, if you keep cheerleading and saying, yeah, these things, you know, you got to get them, you got to get your second booster. If you do stuff like that, you're a hero. The problem is that ladies like this one, like Jules, she's going to live with this decision now for the rest of her life. And that's going to inevitably cost her in so many ways, not just least financially, but that's obviously part of them as well. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that these jabs have shown themselves to be almost 100% ineffective and certainly not safe. Not if we listen to the words of that lady and we can, you know, we can hear her obvious distress caused by the AstraZeneca one. And AstraZeneca, in some regards, you know, none of them are good. It maybe isn't the absolute worst. I think Pfizer probably wins that accolade. But it just shows you, you know, that so many people have been taken down. But the media itself isn't being honest. They're not flagging up these cases. Well done to GB News and to Mark Stein, a guy I've been an admirer of for a long time, for actually having the temerity to raise the issue, allow the lady to have her say, and to hopefully encourage people watching and listening to that to think about it, to think about what she's saying. At one point, she was like you and I. She was a pure blood, but she was prevailed upon to take the jab. And instantly, if you notice, she said instantly, within 24 hours, the problem started. And that's the scary thing in this one. You know, there's no honest conversation. There's no integrity in the process of evaluation whatsoever. Basically, people are taking the game of playing Russian roulette with their health. And as in that instance, sometimes you don't win.